Blog Talk Radio.
The 2014 FIFA World Cup Review Show. Hello, everyone. Good evening, and welcome back to another special edition of the Four Year Scenes Fire American Soccer Show, the FIFA World Cup semifinal review. And there's really not much to review, is there? My God, what happened to the mighty Brazil, the home nation, officially? Two World Cups they've hosted, two World Cups they have not won it. I'm telling you, boy, this is something I never thought I would see from a Brazil side. Now, obviously, losing Neymar to that injury was always going to be a problem, but when you lose your captain and your basically your commander in the backfield in Thiago Silva, they looked lost. They looked bewildered, befuddled. So much space was allowed by the Brazilian defense that the Germans basically could ram four Mack trucks right through them. Four Mack trucks right through them. And boy, oh boy, did the Germans ever take advantage. I'm still beside myself. I mean, forget the consolation prize by Oscar in the 90th minute. Forget that. I mean, where do we begin? Where do we begin when everything started to fall apart in the 11th minute by Thomas Müller? Once again, he does a great job making himself invisible towards the defense, and then he just pops up at the right time to convert. I mean, him as a rover in the attacking area for Germany, boom. How do you stop him? How do you prevent him from getting open? Well, it looks like you're going to have to put a shadow on him, or at least a marker on him, to let him know that, hey, there's someone here next to you. Because as of right now, an entire nation in South America is disappointed, is very upset, and it looks like they are going to really have a tough time swallowing this performance. Now, apparently, and I'm not going to make any rumors here, apparently, there either it's true or not, I don't know. I honestly don't know, but there have been pictures floating around Twitter saying that there are riots happening within Brazil. Some are saying those are not the real picture. Some are saying this is from last year. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not going to start claiming that it is. Some are saying it's now after the match. I don't think so. Some were saying it was during the match when they were down 3-0. Like I said, I don't believe those are the real pictures. I think they might be from last year, but don't take my word for it. We'll find out what's going to happen. But I'm telling you right now, that is the worst loss I've ever seen a Brazilian side have. That's the worst loss I've ever seen them basically get taken to the cleaners. And the five World Cup titles they have won were never on Brazilian soil. 1950, they were in the final, lost to Uruguay at home. 2014, they get destroyed 7-1 by the Germans in the semifinals. They will not reach the final in this turnaround. And they are now officially 0-2 at home, hosting and attempting to win a World Cup, which they have not done on home soil. Five of those titles away from Brazil. And just as astonishing as that is, we still have one more semifinal match to discuss, and that will be tomorrow. Time, same place for the review show. The Dutch against the Argentines at 4 o'clock Eastern, 1 o'clock Pacific on ESPN. Once again, this is something that you figured it was going to be a tough loss for Brazil, because we all thought that this would be a professional performance. We all thought that this was going to be a professional situation that Brazil was going to be involved with. We didn't think – I thought that the Brazilians were going to show up and they were going to give a hell of a fight to the Germans. But as we saw, not so. Brazil just basically did not look like themselves. And it wasn't just because of Neymar. Thiago Silva was suspended on yellow card accumulation for this game. Let me say this about Thiago Silva and how he got suspended. In the game against Colombia, Thiago Silva does a stupid thing. He goes to challenge the keeper for Colombia, and he bumps him. And he should know better than that. He should know better than that to pull something off like that. And that's where he gets his booking, and that's where it becomes a one-game suspension, because it was a second yellow card. Player do that to attack the keeper. Why? Because you felt you were wronged by the referee or you were wronged by the keeper and you want to go back after him? You should have just left it alone, and you should have just kept on playing. And maybe you would have been in this semifinal. But instead, Thiago Silva has to play that little bit of revenge for no reason, and he just absolutely makes a mess of things. Now, of course, if you want your word heard here about the semifinal matchup, if you want to call in live, and we are live at the moment. Once the end of the show happens, that's the end of it. If you want to call in, it's 646-929-1823. If you want to call in and give me your opinion, that's fine. But still, why? Why Thiago Silva had to make that challenge is just unbelievable. Now, would the scoreline maybe be a little bit less? Probably. I don't think they'd get blitzed, 5 goals in the first half and then 2 more added on for the heck of it. Neuer, once again, if you take away the consolation prize, just a fantastic job as a keeper for Germany. No real threat whatsoever. Even when Brazil did find a way to get a couple moments of brilliance, Neuer was there to shut the door. Obviously, he lost his clean sheet, but still, you have to say for Neuer, just another solid match that unfortunately just couldn't keep the clean sheet intact. Still, for Germany, they will advance to the finals. They have not been to the finals since the 2002 World Cup, when it was shared by both South Korea and Japan. But still, it's one of those moments where you have to say this. It was an unbelievable display of German ingenuity out on the field as they poured 5 goals past Brazil in the first half and just added 2 more in the second half. And all you can say really is this. It's one of those things that you hope as an American player that you'll see the U.S. pull off something like this. Now, they've had certain moments, obviously, against Portugal back in 2002 where they scored the first 3 goals of the match, and that was pretty damn good. But when you have a team like Germany that can just run out there and just convert at will what they have done in this game, you know you're in for a whooping. You really are in for a whooping, and that's what the Germans did. Once again, Germany defeating Brazil by a final of 7-1, and they do so flawlessly over at Belo Horizonte. Of course, as everyone knows, in American soccer history, that was the great 1-0 victory over England back in the 1950 World Cup, and that was only, at the time, the first meeting between these two sides in the World Cup. Friendlies, of course, there've been a couple of wins here and there. There've been a couple of a bunch of losses, maybe a draw. But you know, at the moment, if you want to say to England, you can only beat us in friendlies. But still, I digress on that. Here's the scoring summary: Thomas Müller, the 11th minute; Miroslav Klose, 23rd; Toni Kroos, 2 goals in 2 minutes in the 24th and 26th. Sami Khedira in the 29th. And then Andreas Schuller in the 69th and the 79th. 7 goals for the Germans, and Oscar gets his goal in the 90th minute. First of all, congratulations, Miroslav Klose. You are now the all-time goal scorer in World Cup history, passing Ronaldinho. Congratulations. I believe it is 16 was the record, is now the record. Miroslav Klose doing a great job with that moment. And, you know, well-deserved. I remember him back in the 2002 World Cup against Saudi Arabia, where, you know, let's be honest, Saudi Arabia was never going to be a real challenge for the Germans. I believe that was the 8-0 game in World Cup group stage in the domed stadium. Scored a hat trick out of the blue, and he just kept on somersaulting out of nowhere, as he scored a lot of goals back then, back in 2002. But you know what, though? My God. Just been an unbelievable record to see him score all those goals, how he's performed for the German national team. And you just have to say that he's deserving of this record. One of the great guys in the Bundesliga, one of the great guys in European soccer. Just an absolutely wonderful display. And you know what? It's just one of those things where you just got to tip your cap to him. You have to tip your cap to such a wonderful player like Miroslav Klose, who has just been a professional both on and off the field. I mean, he's just wonderful to watch. And he's wonderful to go out there and perform. I mean, I've never, ever seen what I've seen from that man on a football field. Just absolutely incredible. His consistency, being one of Germany's top players. Now, to be honest with you, I don't know if this is the end of his national team career. I'm assuming it will be. But if it's not, we're going to see a lot more excitement from him, probably coming off as a substitute. I don't think he has enough anymore being a starter. I think he's more of a substitute coming off the bench. But I have to say that what we've seen out of Klose has been unbelievable, and it's been brilliant. As we look at the Brazilian side of things, we have to say that it didn't matter what Scolari put out there. I really believe it doesn't matter what he tried to do was going to be enough, whether he was going to try to compensate for the loss of Neymar, because I don't think that's the case. I think his big problem was trying to compensate for the loss of Thiago Silva. I just see why they have done such a wonderful job, Brazil, getting up to this point. But at the same time, didn't we say that Brazil was lacking something? Even if Neymar and Thiago Silva was there, didn't we say that Brazil just did not look like themselves? I think we, or I, and many have basically said, Brazil did not look like they didn't look like themselves. They didn't look like that they're able to dominate a game. And then you're waiting, and you're waiting, and you're waiting, and you're waiting to see Brazil dominate like they have done in the past. They have some up-and-coming players on this team that could do damage in the future. Yeah. But you know what? The problem now is, are they good enough to gel? And I think that is the one issue that they have. They just don't know how to gel. And while they showed some great promises and they showed some great individual brilliance, team-wise, for Brazil, they did not look that good. And unfortunately, the loss of both Thiago Silva on yellow card accumulation and the injury to Neymar, to his vertebrae, unfortunately, we have to say that they did not deserve to go to the final. Sometimes name and reputation must be thrown out the window when you face teams like Brazil, like Argentina, like Germany, if you're going to go out and you want to succeed. If you want to go out and you want to try and dominate and show why that your nation is going to be the next one to talk about to win a championship. The U.S. did against Portugal. They were down by a goal early in the game because of a bad giveaway, but they came back. They came back and they said to Portugal, you may have a reputation of being an up-and-coming power. You may have the reputation of going out and destroying us, but we can play against you guys. And they did so. And they almost pulled off another 3 points in the group stage against Portugal. Unfortunately, that one little breakdown cost them 2 points. But do you understand what I'm saying here? Do you understand what I'm talking about? I'm talking about these great moments that pop up that we can discuss. And you're seeing, like what I saw, you saw one of the top nations in South America get demolished. After that second goal, many have said, that's it, it's over. They gave up. So all I can say is that Brazil, good players, fantastic players, but to be honest, they got what they deserved because they were not dynamic enough as a team. They were not dynamic enough as a team that basically should have, you know, leveled Croatia. And let's be honest, they got help from the referee who basically saw a dive and called it a penalty. They were lucky that Ochoa found a way to stop them. And we all knew Cameroon wasn't going to do anything to them either. Chile almost got past them, but it went to the penalty round shootout. And you know what? Be honest. Brazil is lucky that Colombia almost did something magical. And the Germans, they do the job. Boy, oh boy, unbelievable stuff here. And the Twitter taunting now begins. The Twitter taunting now begins. A good man, a good friend of mine, who is Uruguayan, apparently ghosts have now popped up in Uruguayan colors 1950. In German colors, 2014, the ghosts are at the Maracanã, taunting Brazil that you have not won at home. Once again, 5 World Cup championships, none of them on Brazilian soil. You lose to Uruguay in 1950 in the final at home. You lose to the Germans in the semifinal at home. That is absolutely devastating to the people of Brazil that truly wanted to see their nation hoist that little golden and jade statue that FIFA loves to hand out at the end of the World Cups. And now the Germans again attempting to win a 4th title. They will face either Argentina trying to get a 3rd or the Dutch trying to get back to earn their 1st if it's possible. Excuse me. Just unbelievable what we've seen. Unbelievable stuff here over at Brazil when you see the host nation getting destroyed like that. Now, once again, there is the 3rd place game. And depending on who their opponent will be, if it's the Argentinians, if it's Argentina, then I think they're going to fight them a good fight. If it's the Dutch, I don't think they're going to care. It's one of those situations where we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know how it's going to happen. But this Saturday will be the 3rd place game, Brazil waiting for their opponent. And for the other semifinal game, which will begin at 4 o'clock Eastern, the Dutch and Argentina. It should be interesting to see what's going to happen. But I have to say once again, this is going to be a tough, tough defeat. And here is a quote from Yogi Löw. He says, "We realized they were cracking up and took advantage of it. We were lucky that they were shell-shocked." And they were. And they just basically fell apart. Now, back and be dynamic again. They have plenty of resources. They have plenty of, you know, players that through the pipeline. But once World Cup qualifying gets underway for Brazil and South America, obviously everything will be just fine. I think the only thing we have to wait for is the scheduling, because as everyone knows, it's a 10-team race, 10-team race here. You're going to see a lot of interesting things happen. Because, to be honest with you, I really, really believe that Brazil will be back. I don't think they're going to sit back and sulk players before they go back to playing for their club sides in Europe as well as qualifying. It's going to be another 3-year process. before they get ready to go back to work for Russia 2018. I believe will happen. They're going to find a way to get out there and do some damage like they've always done. I don't think we're going to have any problems here. Again, has done a magnificent job running this German narrative. If you really negative, I think it's just a bunch of hooey. Seem to complain about that they're not playing the way Germans normally play. What Lowe has done is get out, basically, I would say, hey, play to win. And look at how they've done. Look at how the and how have been brutally. You're seeing a German squad that can attack and defend at the same time like they normally have been, but they have a couple of players that you normally don't recognize or that are nowhere near, I guess, the typical German soccer player. Look at Mueller. The way he gets away from coverage or from being marked, and he reappears out of nowhere, and he converts. Because Mueller is a rover. It's probably not a typical German player, but he plays like a hybrid role. And he goes out there. He goes out there, and he just converts. He scores goals. I mean, isn't that what's most important? Isn't that what's most important is that he scores goals? That's all I can say, really. That's all I can say. This is a situation where, unfortunately, the typical German domination has a couple more tricks and hidden gems in it. And if they do defeat either the Dutch or the Argentinians, it's just unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. And you know what, guys? It's going to be a great finish when we get to it. I want to thank everyone for listening to me today. Tomorrow we'll have George D. Metellus from BN Sports USA to recap Argentina and the Dutch. We'll probably talk a little bit about what happened today as well tomorrow. And we'll also have on, hopefully, Carter Krishnire on with me as well. Thank you for listening to me today. Join me tomorrow again. And enjoy your soccer, enjoy your football. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye-bye for now, and I'll talk to you tomorrow, 6:30 Eastern, 3:30 Pacific, the second day of the semifinals, FIFA World Cup. Bye-bye for now.